It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Forget Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Welcome to Willow Springs Bear Basketball here on KUKU. We're in mid-February, and that's means that things are heating up in the SBA and nearing the end of the season, actually. But it's still a hot basketball program for the SBA, as a lot of teams in there's a lot of good teams, not probably, Marty, no spectacular teams, but a lot of very good teams in the SCA. And tonight, two of them meet here in Mumford Gym in the Mountain Grove Panthers and Little Springs Bears.
Yeah, the top five teams in the SCA, I think, are all really quality good teams.
Yeah.
They could beat each other on any given night. Mountain Grove sitting at 3-2, but and now you got Thayer at 3-2. I mean, those are two really good teams.
Yeah.
Salem, who got that win over Thayer on Friday night, now it's 4-1. You got Willow at 4-1, and Liberty leading the conference at 5-0. But they've got Salem tonight and Thayer on Friday. So
Salem seems to be a really hot team right now.
They are. Willow barely escaped with a win up in Dent County, and that was quite a game. But Willow still has aspirations of at least a share of a conference title, but they've got to beat the Mountain Grove Panthers. They've got Kabul on Friday, and you feel pretty good about that one. But the Mountain Grove Panthers, just a really interesting team. We were talking a little bit about it before we went on the air. 10-12 on the air. They're a sub-500 team at 10-12. They're 3-2 in the conference, but I would say that this is the best sub-500 team we will play this year, without a doubt. They've had close losses to so many quality opponents. And
they play a really tough schedule.
It's a good schedule.
Yeah, it is.
They've had losses to Seymour by 7. We know how good Seymour is. Hartville by 10 before Hartville's best player got hurt. Greenwood by 3. Stratford by 3. Republic by 6. Sparta by 5. Bunker, who only has one loss on the year, to Liberty, so by 1 point. Liberty by 4 points, and Thayer by 7 points. So you're talking about a lot of 1 and 2 possession losses by the Panthers that, if those would have switched, this Panther team could be coming in here with, you know, close to 20 wins at this point. So this is a really good team. Talking to Coach Forrest, and we know what Mountain Grove brings. A lot of quickness, a lot of athleticism. This will be one of the quickest teams the Bears play, and Coach O likes to run just that wide open run and shoot kind of game that the Bears, I think, like to play, but that can also get you into some trouble.
Yeah, it's a wild shootout night is what I would probably describe it as, because Coach O, you're right, he lets it all hang out as his team hits the floor. They go for it, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, and we'll see what happens tonight. But it really is. If you're a Bear fan, it's scary to play the Mountain Grove Panthers.
Yeah, glad we're playing them at home. That's maybe the one bonus of this game. Willow gets them at Mumford's Gym, but still going to be a big challenge for the Bears tonight against the Mountain Grove Panthers. Lady Bears with a thriller last night against Mountain Grove. Lady Bears won 58-56 in overtime.
Wow.
Mountain Grove missed some free throws down the stretch, and the Lady Bears snatched one away from Coach Mallow and the Lady Panthers, avenging an earlier tournament loss to Mountain Grove. The Lady Bears now at 18-5 on the season, 5-1 in the conference, and they'll close out their conference on Thursday night against Kabul. We will have that broadcast here on KUKU. Larry and Katie will have the call for you on Thursday night when the Lady Bears play the Lady Bulldogs. And then, of course, we've got districts coming up next week. The girls will play on Wednesday. Both the Bears and Lady Bears are the number 2 seed in their respective districts, so they'll both get a bye in the first round and wait for that semifinal game. The girls' semifinal will be next Wednesday in Houston. And then the boys will play their first game not until Thursday of next week. And that will likely be against the Thayer Bobcats in the semifinals of the boys' side of the district tournament. That will be at Kabul. So boys in Kabul this year, girls in Houston. And both the Bears and Lady Bears, it's going to be tough. I think the ladies are looking at the Thayer Bobcats across the way, and I think they may have to play licking in the semis to get to Thayer.
Well, that's
and
no easy task.
The boys probably looking at Thayer and then Liberty awaiting them if they can make it. So definitely a good spot for both teams, but that's going to be a challenging district. Much like the SBA, it's very top-heavy, and you got to fight your way out of it if you want to move on.
All right, I think we're getting set for the national anthem. Maybe we've got somebody here to sing it.
I think we do.
So, anyway, we'll go back to the studios, Jack, and then we'll be back in two minutes.
2 minutes, I'm away.
You're listening to Willow Springs Fair Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
National anthem tonight by middle school student Amelia DeLuna did a fantastic job, and now we'll pass it down to Coach Wagner for your starting lineups tonight. Mr. Wagner getting set there as we give a fist bump to Eddie Duggar, one of our officials tonight. The
Ladies and gentlemen, Bear Nation, please direct your attention to center court. For over 20 years, through the heat of football season and the roar of the basketball crowd, we have been guided by two iconic voices. At this time, please join us as we recognize our longtime Bear broadcasters, Marty and Larry Spence. For two decades, Marty and Larry have been more than just the voices on the radio. They have been the heartbeat of Willow Springs sports. From the football press box to the courtside here in Mumford Gymnasium, they have provided the soundtrack to our greatest memory. Marty and Larry, your enthusiasm, support, and professionalism have been unmatched. We know that for 20 years, many Bear fans have sat at home tuned in to hear your fair and dedicated play-by-play. You brought the game to those who couldn't be here, and you did it with a class that is truly irreplaceable. Things will not be the same in Bear Nation moving forward, but your legacy is etched into the history of our school. As a token of our deepest gratitude for over 20 years in service, we'd like to present you with the plaque to commemorate your final home game here in Mumford Gymnasium. On behalf of the coaches, athletes, and fans, and the entire Willow Springs community, we say thank you. Bear Nation, please join me in a standing ovation for the best in the business, Marty and Larry Spinn. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mumford Gymnasium, home of Willow Springs Bears basketball. Tonight, the Bears play host to the Mountain Grove Panthers in an SCA conference game. The Panthers will be visitors on the scoreboard, will be wearing maroon and gray. They are coached by Nick Openshaw and assisted by Jacob Wade and Donnie Anderson. The Panthers have a record of 10-12. 3-2 in the SBA. Starting tonight for Mountain Grove, at guard, a 6'3 junior, number 0, Cale Gardner. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 1, Eli Golden. At guard, a 6'1 junior, number 3, Brett Gardner. At guard, a 6'2 junior, number 11, Brody Emery. And at guard, a 6-foot senior, number 14, Adam Estep. Coach Openshaw and the Mountain Grove Panthers. And now, the starting lineup for the Willow Springs Bears. The Bears are coached by Dustin Forrest, assisted by James Lee and Roger Gastineau. The Bears have a record of 15-9, 4-1 in the SCAA. Starting tonight for the Bears. At guard, a 5'9 senior, number 1, Colby James. At guard, a 5'10 sophomore, number 2, Caden Lee. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number 3, Brady James. At center, a 6'4 junior, number 14, Grady Briga. And at guard, a 5'10 junior, number 15, Brody Thompson. Coach Forrest and the Bears. The officials for tonight's contest are Ian Kroke, Blake Miller, and Eddie Duggar.
Thank you, Coach Wagner, with our starting lineup tonight. Willow in their home whites with the maroon trim. Mountain Grove in their road maroon with the gray trim. Mountain Grove maroon and gray, Bears maroon and white. Big, big crowd on a Tuesday night. Student section is very engaged. And Willow wins the tip, or do they? It's tipped away and stolen by the Panthers in Mountain Grove. We'll start with the ball. Gardner brings it into the front court. A very quick Mountain Grove Panther team. Gardner will take it to midcourt and whistles blow as a small orange basketball comes onto the court. And lots of giveaways tonight. Those are healthcare is here, and they were giving away some basketballs and seat cushions, and this kind of game between these two teams, we could see some more of that kind of thing coming onto the floor as the game goes on. Gardner at the top of the key picks up the dribble. He'll shift it right side for Golden. Golden will launch a long one, won't go. Rebound on the baseline. Loose picked up by Grove. Put it up and in. Brody Emery starts the scoring for the Panthers. It's 2-0. Mountain Grove on top. Colby. Into the front court. Give it to Brady. Brady, one arms it to Lee. Pulls back for three. Got it. Caden Lee's been hot lately. And the Bears break on top. 3-2.
They're going to focus their attention on Colby and then let somebody else open, of course.
Panthers with the ball. Throw it into the back court. Was it tipped? No, it was not. That's a turnover on the Panthers on the back court. And the Bears will inbound at midcourt, leading 3-2. Coach coach. Openshaw was the junior high coach when Colby was in junior high, so he knows all about Colby James. Pull-up jumper is missed by Colby from the free throw line. Rebound by the Panthers. I think rebounding is going to be a big stat tonight for the Bears.
Could be a rebound.
Panthers get it baseline, try to go baseline. Pass is cut off, and the shot is blocked by Friga. Bears come away with it. Thompson to Lee, right side, pulls another three. Got it. Caden Lee, 2 for 2. And it is a 6-2 lead for the Bears.
That's just what Bear fans are needing, is somebody else to pick it up.
Gardner gets it away to Emery. Emery loses it on the block. Gets out of bounds by the Bears. It'll stay with the Panthers. Panther team is quick, athletic. E-Step is probably, you remember his name from football.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best athletes in the SBA.
Golden, another football player that's out there.
Inbound pass to Gardner. Gardner working on Brady James. He'll tip it up top of the key for E-Step. E-Step to the right side. Gives it up to Gardner. Backs it off. Midcourt for Emery. Panthers work it around. Bears staying a man defense. Gardner to Golden takes it inside. Tipped away by Lee. Ahead to Thompson. Layup is rejected out of bounds. It'll stay with Willow. And Brett Gardner feeling really good about that block.
I thought there should have been a foul on that for sure, but no foul call. Second turnover by the Panthers.
Trio of officials did not call a lot in the JV game, and looks like they're going to do the same. Colby off balance jumper on the inbound won't go, and a rebound for the Panthers. Willow with a 6-2 lead on a couple of trays by Lee. Panthers the other way, right block, put it up, missed it, rebound tipped out into the paint, shot up, missed it, air ball into the hands of Colby James. He'll swing it ahead to Lee. Down the floor to Brady James. Goes baseline, Brady off the glass, count it to one.
Bears are off and running.
And Brady James with a chance for a three-point play. And a timeout by Coach Openshaw and the Panthers. 5:27 to go first quarter. Willow with an 8-2 lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:27 left to go here in the first quarter. Bears off to a quick start over the Panthers 8-2 as Brady James will be at the line shooting the end one to try to make it 9-2.
Free throw is in and out. Rattles out. Rebound by Gardner. Panthers down by 6. We'll see what they do after the coach go timeout. They'll float it left side for Emery. Fires underneath to E-Step, wide open. Good cut by E-Step. Good execution by the Panthers. And it's an 8-4 Willow lead. Colby to the free throw line. Fakes the jumper. Gets it to Thompson out to Lee. Head fake. Drives in the paint. Tips it to Brady James for 3. Left side. Missed it short. Brady gets his own rebound. Gives it to Thompson. Shot up. Nobody fouled. And Brody Thompson will go to the line shooting a couple for the Bears. That's our first foul of the ball game. Comes with 4:57 to go in the first quarter.
First foul on the Bears. The Panthers have one.
That's true. This is their second. Two fouls now on the Panthers.
That's right. Both fouls on the Panthers.
Thompson's first free throw is good. Starters all back out there for every team. No substitutions yet in this one. Thompson's second free throw is good. 10-4. Bears back by 6. Good start for the Bears. Caden Lee has had the hot hand. E-Step will bring it across midcourt. Emery on the left wing. Throws it up top to Shannon. They'll work it to the baseline. Panthers in and out of traffic. Go into the paint. Shot up and good. A runner by E-Step. And it's 10-6. Willow by 4. Colby crosses midcourt. Picked up by Shannon. He'll lob it to Friga at the free throw line. Give it right back to Colby. Colby goes baseline. He's got a pass. Reverse layup. Missed it short. Rebound tip. No whistle. Panthers with it. Going to go the other end. Layup is good. Dale Gardner on the quick turnaround. The Panthers pulled it within two. Colby, right side. Right wing. Jumper good. Colby had been a little cold to start this one. That one goes down. 12-8 Bears. Panthers quickly back the other way, and it's a foul on Brady James. That'll be the first Willow foul, and you can see with just the pace of game what Mountain Grove wants to do. They want to get a rebound and move. They don't want to set up offenses. Very different than what we saw Friday night with the Ava Bears.
Yeah, there's no half-court offense there.
Panthers inbound. E step into the backcourt for Emery. Emery puts it on the floor. He'll drive into the paint over Friga, put it up and in. Brody Emery, the 6'1 junior, back to a two-point game. 3:45 to go first quarter. Dolby across midcourt. Dolby, big jump stop in the paint. Runner good. The shot that we've grown to love from Colby James. He just created that. And it's 14-10 Willow. East step into the front court. He'll hand it to Emery. Pulls back for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Colby with the rebound. Surrounded by maroon jerseys, Colby comes away with it. Brings it across the timeline. Goes between his legs. Pull up jumper from the free throw line. Fouled.
He was not shooting, but I don't know if they're going to say he was or not. He was passing.
I think he was jumping, so you got to give him the free throws.
I really think he was passing the ball, but whatever.
Shannon with the foul, and that's Grove's third foul of the quarter. McGinnis getting ready to check in. Colby's free throw is good. Holtz comes in for Friga.
There are. This game is so fast, it's a statistician's nightmare trying to keep a book.
Second free throw is good. Colby makes them both. Bears back in front by six with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Willow needing a win tonight to stay in the conversation for a conference title. Panthers wanting to enter that conversation and get their fourth win in the conference. Gardner on the right side and lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. Just an errant pass by the Panthers. And the Bears will take it over at midcourt. And that's, you're going to get a little bit of that from Mountain Grove. Sometimes they'll get a little sloppy with the ball
because they play so fast.
Colby into the front court. Working around the horn. Brady James on the left side. Takes the dribble. At the logo. One arms it to Lee. Lee fakes the three. Gives it to Thompson in the corner. Into McGinnis. Wide open layup. Blocked from behind. Good closing speed by Emery to block it. Get it ahead to Anderson for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound Emery. Emery into the paint. Floater good from Anderson. And the Bears lost a advantage there. Panthers get the bucket. Lee in the corner being well defended after a couple of threes early. He's not had an opportunity. Colby picks up the dribble. In traffic. Free throw line jumper by Colby. In and out. Rebound Anderson. And the Bears turn to be a little bit out of control. Panthers trying to take advantage of it. Down by four. Emery to the left side. He'll tip it back to E-step. Pulls back for three. That's short. Right, rebound right into the hands of Brady James with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Colby to the left side for Thompson. Thompson takes the screen. Shovel pass to Brady James. Volleyball line three. Missed it. Rebound. McGinnis has it. Shovel pass over to Lee. Floater. Missed it. Rebound. Thompson had it. It's tipped loose on the floor. Jump ball. Is that the call?
I don't know.
If it is, possession arrow will go with the Bears, and that's what it is. Eye up for the ball.
I kept thinking there should be a foul there, but
there was lots of contact, but
sure was.
Not going to call a ton of fouls in a game like this. I don't want to tell the officials what to do, but you might need to call a few more just to make sure we
keep things
in order.
Yeah.
Going to mop some sweat up where the two guys were rolling around under the basket.
1:27 left to go in the quarter. Bears up by four.
They'll inbound to Colby in the corner. Colby to the free throw line. Dish to Lee for three. Missed it. In and out. Rebound tip. And they'll get McGinnis. No, they're going to get Mountain Grove on the foul on the rebound. I completely missed that.
Team foul number four.
Estep. McGinnis. McGinnis, I think, fouled him, but it was after Estep had already committed to foul.
And that's
two on Estep.
Second personal foul, so he'll go to the bench.
That's a big foul on the Panthers. They need their senior leader on the floor. Bears looking for the inbound. Lee to Brady James. Fakes the three. Dribbles in. Kicks it back to Lee in the corner for three. Missed it. Rebound tip. Out of bounds off McGinnis. And it'll be Panther ball with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Bears leading by four. Across the timeline, the Panthers with Gardner gets to the block, has it stripped. Brady James comes away with it. Brady spins to the left side, kick it up to Thompson. Thompson to McGinnis on the baseline. Puts it up. Nobody's fouled. And Hulk will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Foul on Brett Gardner. There's two Gardners in the game for Mountain Grove.
Free throw is no good by McGinnis.
Off the front of the rim. It just never made it up there.
53 seconds left here in the first quarter. Entertaining game. We knew it would be. Second free throw is good. McGinnis makes 1 of 2. Bears back up by 5 with 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gardner across midcourt. Cale Gardner drives on Brady James and got bumped hard.
Second foul by Brady.
Oh, that one was one that Brady would like to have back. Just kind of did a body check on Gardner. So Brady James going to have to come out and Estep, and now Brady James both on the bench, and we may not see those two guys in the second quarter.
No, probably not.
Frigga back in for the Bears. Pass tipped, but Mountain Grove takes the inbound, works it into the corner for Brett Gardner. Give it to Cale Gardner for three, and he buries it. Big three by Cale Gardner. First of the night for the Panthers, and Mountain Grove has cut it to a two-point game.
Bears try to play for the last shot here.
Colby across midcourt. Bears have led by as many as six, but it's a two-point game, and the Panthers will mostly let the Bears do it, I think. They're coming out to guard. Lee will hold it in front of the bleachers with 12 seconds to go in the first. With 10, Lee in motion. Give it to Colby with 8. Colby with 5. Goes to work. Pull up. Long 2. Got it. The 2 with 1. At the end of the first quarter, Willow leads Grove after 1:19:15. We'll come back in 60 seconds for the second quarter. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter getting underway here in Mumford Gym in the Brent Collie Court with the Bears leading the Panthers 19-15. Panthers will have the ball to start this second quarter.
4-point lead for the Bears. They have led throughout. Mountain Grove broke on top 2-0, but since then the Bears have led.
Panthers got a little momentum. The Bears got the last shot of the first quarter. Panthers with the ball as we start quarter number two. Cale Gardner will put it on his hip, flips it over to Anderson. Anderson on the block, gets loose, puts it up and in. Coach Forrest says that's way too easy. And the Panthers back to within two. Anderson, one of only two seniors on this Panther team. Thompson to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Pull up jumper, no good. Rebound tipped again, and knocked out of bounds off McGinnis. It'll go back to the Panthers, and Mountain Grove will have a chance to tie or take the lead here early in the second quarter. Eastep back in the ball game. So Coach O going to put him in with two fouls. He'll hand it off to Gardner. Open three, missed it, rims out. Lee with the rebound. We had a good look, just didn't connect. Dolby into the front court. Free throw line, hanger, lots of contact, no whistle, no basket. Panthers get the rebound. Anderson to Eastep, to the block, to the basket, puts it up and in. We're tied at 19. 6:45 to go in the half. Brody Thompson at court in front of him, but he waits for his teammates. He'll give it to Colby. Colby's pass tipped, and it's stolen by the Panthers. Mountain Grove with a chance to take the lead. Eastep has it tipped away by Thompson out of bounds. It'll stay with Grove with 6:32 to go in the first half, and the Panthers will inbound on the baseline. Eastep holds it above his head, looking over his options. Lobs it deep into the backcourt. Anderson has to go all the way to the other baseline to pick it up. He'll give it to Emery. And Emery will take it across midcourt. That's another strength Mountain Grove has. They've got a deep bench they can go to. Cale Gardner on the left side has it tipped by Thompson, but he gets it back. Now the ball is loose, and Lee picks it up. Lee across midcourt. Trying to get trapped, gets away from it in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound tipped out long. Lee comes away with it. He'll hand it to Colby. Sideline three. Missed it, and it hits the top of the backboard. So the Panthers will take it back, and the Bears have gone cold here early in the second quarter.
Brady James checks back in the ballgame with two fouls. McGinnis comes out.
Both coaches rolling the dice a little bit with Eastep and Brady James in there with two fouls.
6 minutes left to go in the half.
Emery across the timeline, 5:50 to go in the half. Lee tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers, but good effort by Caden Lee, who's had a really strong first half for the Bears.
Brett Gardner checks back in the ballgame from Mountain
Grove. Golden comes out. Anderson takes the inbound. He'll give it right back. The shot is up and good by Eastep, and the Panthers back in front now, 21-19.
They're on a 6-0 run here in the second quarter. Bears have not scored.
Colby hands it to Brady. Brady at the free throw line. Tip it to Lee on the left wing. Back to Brady James. Thought about it. Didn't pull the trigger. Instead, he'll backpedal to the logo. Brady at the top of the key. Gives it to Colby. Colby, pull up for the long two. Missed it. Rebound underneath by Gardner. And the Panthers starting to really dominate the board. Pull up jumper by Emery is no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound tip. Eastep's got it on a baseline. Shovel pass. The Panthers get it out and work it back over left side. Eastep to the baseline, to the basket, count it, and one. Briga was a step late. And the Panthers have a chance for a three-point play.
On an 8-0 run now. Make it 9 if they can make this free throw.
5 minutes left to go in the first half. Free throw is no good. Rebounds tipped. Out of bounds off the Panthers. Bears dodges the bullet there. The Panthers almost got the offensive rebound. They're anxious to see what the rebounding stats are at halftime.
Well,
the Panthers are winning.
Yeah.
4-point lead for the Panthers. Bears trying to score in the second quarter. It's been a while. Brady James on the right side. Up top to Thompson. Thompson, backdoor cut to Colby. Colby, turnaround jumper, gets blocked, gets fouled, and Colby will go shoot a couple of free throws. And credit the Panthers' defense. It's been really good here for the last 6-8 minutes.
Cale Gardner picks up the foul, his second personal foul. So Colby will try to break the scoring drought by the Bears with a free throw.
Colby's got 8 tonight. First one here is good. Colby James, the all-time leading scorer in Bear basketball history. His counterpart, Chloe Jones, will be in action on Thursday night here on KUKU as the Lady Bears have senior night against the Bulldogs from Kabul. Second free throw is good. It's a two-point game, late substitution for Coach Forrest. James Dean comes in for Grady Friga. Nearing the halfway point in the second quarter. Really big Tuesday night crowd here.
A lot of students from both schools.
This is Mountain Grove travels well. Bear fans have shown up tonight as well. Panthers get it right block. Throw one up hoping for the foul, and he got it. Brody Emery will go to the free throw line, and Coach Openshaw applauds. He was working the official pretty good on the other end, and
third foul.
There's some fruit from that.
Third foul on Brady James.
That's what the Panthers were hoping for, and now Brady will have to sit. Got into foul trouble in Ava as well. Free throw is no good by Emery. McGinnis will come in. The Bears just don't have a lot of depth. They play eight. Might have to go to Caden Adams. This is the game that I could see him being valuable in for the Bears and giving some guys some minutes. Second free throw is good. Emery makes one of two, and the Panther lead is three. Colby into the front court. Goes between his legs, gives it back to Lee. Lee, top of the key, contested three, missed it off the back of the rim. Thompson, though, with a rebound, has it swatted away, gives it to McGinnis. Back to Lee. Lee takes the screen, lobs it to Dean. Dean on the right wing. Needs to find somebody, gives it to Lee. Cutting to the basket, swatted by the Panthers. And Mountain Grove back the other way. Several blocks already tonight for Mountain Grove. Cale Gardner wants to go baseline. He's stripped up and fouled. There's the third team foul on the Bears. And the Panthers will take it out of bounds on the baseline.
Colby James picks up this foul. His first personal. 24-21 with 3:52 left to go here in the first half. Ball will be inbounded on the baseline by Mountain Grove.
Panthers have to have somebody down there to inbound it. I'm not sure. Nobody knows who's going to trigger it. And now Emery will do the honors on the baseline. Looks over at his options. Lobs it deep into the backcourt. Lee nearly had the tip, but a great athletic play by Cale Gardner to come away with it. Gardner has it tipped from behind by Colby, but the Panthers get it back. Emery to the block, to the basket, count it, and one. And I think they're going to get Colby again. And now Colby's got two. Emery will head to the line with a chance for a three-point play and a chance to give the Panthers, already they have their biggest lead of the night at five, can push it up to six with a free throw here. And Coach Forrest would like to chat now, as both coaches have worked over the officials. Free throw is missed, but the Panthers get the rebound. Anderson on the baseline, blocked by James Dean. He fouled hard after the rebound as Anderson attacks James Dean, and they'll get a quick foul there. And you hear the intensity just kind of ratcheting up here in Mumford Gym. 5-point lead for Mountain Grove, 26-21, 3:30 to go in the half.
Bears have only 2 points.
Ooh. Colby, big jump stop. Turnaround jumper, missed it off the back of the rim. Thompson with the rebound. Bears get it back to Colby on the left wing. Falls down, ball goes out of bounds, and it's Panther ball. Colby getting a little frustrated. The Panthers sending so much energy working him over. And it forces him into taking shots that are not real high percentage shots.
The Bears have had two free throws this quarter. That's it. No field goal.
A little over 3 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Panthers will bring it back the other way with Gardner. Colby with two fouls, Brady with three. So Coach O has accomplished that mission of getting the James brothers in foul trouble. Emery for the Panthers at the logo. Motions traffic.
Bears a switch to his own, and Caden Lee picks the pass. On the interception, lays it up, missed the layup, and the Panthers come away with the rebound. Panthers on a break, get it underneath, lay it up, and a charge called. Brody Thompson took the charge as Cale Gardner out of control.
That'll be Cale Gardner's third personal foul.
Ooh. So both teams with some star players in foul trouble.
Yeah.
Gardner with three. E-step with two, so it's shaping up for quite a second half. The Bears really need to finish with some points here. Colby on the left side pulls back for the long two. That's off the mark, and a rebound for the Panthers.
Yeah,
Colby is off, and the Panthers are eating up the rebound. Bounces to the block. Shot up and missed. Rebound tip, and falling down, the Panthers save it on the baseline. Mountain Grove will get another crack at it. They tip it inside, pass tip, loose, picked up by Shannon. And now Hillary will put it on his hip and take a breath with 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Panthers leading by five. Emery shades to the left side. May have carried the ball, got away with it. Panthers into the corner. Needs some help with 150. They fire it back up top to Brett Gardner. And to Golden back into the game. Golden pivots on the sideline. Mountain Grove with a five-point lead. A minute 40 to go in the second quarter. Emery spins on the block. Fadeaway jumper is short. Colby gets the rebound. Colby in traffic. Gets it to Lee. Fakes the three. Backs it off to Colby. Colby drives in. Draws lots of contact. No whistle. McGinnis with the rebound. Clear it out to Lee for three. Partially blocked. And the Panthers get the rebound. And now a foul coming on Willow at midcourt. And Coach Forrest thinks that's a good timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. Mountain Grove leads at 26-21 with 1:15 to go in the half. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
1:15 left to go in the half. It's been all Mountain Grove in the second half. They have held the Bears to 2 free throws in the second quarter. Wow. That's a wow factor.
That is. 2 points in a quarter for the Bears. Free throw is good by Brett Gardner. Friga checks back in for Dean. Bears now trail by 6 after leading by 4. At the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, led by as many as 6 in that quarter. So, complete turnaround in the quarter. What's happening here?
Not sure.
They're not letting Frege go in the game.
Official coming over to talk to Coach Forrest.
Also, Anderson went over to the sideline, too. I don't know what the deal is, but
the official's chatting.
Now. Apparently something went on at the free throw line there when they were lined up. I don't
know. Did they? Yeah. I think they were saying Freya could not check in. I don't know if the official lost track of how many shots or what. But anyway, Coach Openshaw and Coach Forrest said, hey, we agree. He shot a free throw. We can sub. So Freya's in there.
Oh, that was weird.
Weird miscommunication there. Second free throw by Gardner is good. 28-21, 7-point lead for the Panthers. Bears will have some work to do. They'd like to finish with more than 2 points in this quarter. Colby to the left side. Pivot, give it to Lee at the top of the key. To the left side, he'll bounce it. Give it back to Colby at the sideline. Colby takes the screen, right side for McGinnis. Up top to Thompson. Thompson to Colby. Backpedals toward the logo. Colby left side for Lee. Lee. Good dribbling. Gets it in the paint. Open Thompson for the layup. Great assist from Caden Lee. Thompson with the finish. Bears finally get a field goal this quarter. Cut it to a five-point game. Like to get one more crack at it, but the Panthers, I'm sure, would like to take the last shot of the half here with 30 seconds left. Emery will dribble at midcourt. Colby with two fouls cannot really afford to get his third here. And that's what Coach Forrest says, back up, don't foul. Emery at the logo with 12, and the Panthers look to get the final shot. Emery to the left side with 8 in the corner. Emery up top, he'll take a 3, missed it off the back of the rim, rebound tipped out of bounds, and possession arrow will go to the Bears, but just 1.3 on the clock. It'll be tough for Willa to get a shot off here. Length of the floor to go. Panthers have fouls to give if it's the right guy. Colby will put it up from 3/4 length, and it is off the top of the backboard. No good. It's close, but the Bears have some work to do. Mountain Grove leads Willow 28-23 at the half. We'll come back with your halftime stats. Take a look at the rest of the week in 3 minutes. Mountain Grove by 5 at the break. We're back in 3. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Halftime here at Mumford Gym. Final SCA game will be on Friday night as the Bears take on the Kabul Bulldogs. But tonight's a big game against the Mountain Grove Panthers. Bears had a good start, but then had a bad second quarter. They were held to 4 points. Good defense by the Panthers. And the Bears had took some bad shots and
is only 4 points scored by the Bears in the second quarter. They were outscored 13-4 in the second quarter. So the Panthers lead by five here at halftime, 28-23. Foul trouble, both teams have a little bit of that. Brady James has three for the Bears, and Kobe has two. And Gardner, Cale Gardner, has three for the Panthers. And Estep has two. So a little bit of foul trouble as both teams were wild going up and down the floor. And it got a little too wild as far as the Bears were concerned in the second quarter. For the Panthers, scoring in the first half, Estep has 10, followed by Emery with 7, and 5 for Cale Gardner, 4 for Anderson, 2 for Brett Gardner. That's the scoring for the Panthers. For the Bears, Ludden scoring by Kobe James with 10, but he got 8 of those in the first quarter. Lee hit 2 threes to start the game and hasn't scored since. He has 6 points. Brady James has 2. McGinnis has 1. And Thompson has 4 for the Bears. As far as rebounding goes, the Panthers are holding a pretty good advantage there. They have 16 rebounds to 10 for the Bears. Block shots, the Panthers have 2 and the Bears have 1. There may have been more than that. I may have missed a couple of block shots by the Panthers. Seemed like they had maybe more than 2. Turnovers, Panthers have had 5 and the Bears 2 in the first half. There you go.
All right. Then really, all things considered, how poorly the Bears played in that second quarter, only down by 5.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would have liked it to have been close with Bears leading, but 5 points is certainly...
it's overcome.
Oh, yeah.
You can overcome
for
that.
Sure, for yeah. sure. But the Bears have some work to do in the third quarter, down by 5. When we start the second half. Lady Bears, again, they had a dramatic win last night in overtime against the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers. It's Mountain Grove and Kabul week, both boys and girls playing the Panthers and the Bulldogs this week, and the girls won 58-56 in OT. Lady Bears, 18 wins on the year. They've got 2 games this week. Thursday, they'll play Kabul, and that'll be senior night. We will have that broadcast for you on KUKU. Larry and Katie will have the call on Thursday night for the girls, and then the girls will play a bonus game on Friday before the boys' game against the Norwood Lady Pirates.
So,
picking up a extra game late in the year. Okay.
That'll be a tough one, too. Norwood, Norwood's always good.
Always. And then the girls will have to wait, and that may be why they're playing on Friday. They got to wait till Wednesday of next week before they play their first district tournament game, which will be a semifinal game. The Lady Bears to 2 seeds, so they will get a first round bye and be in the semifinals next Wednesday, and we'll have the girls district game on KUKU as well. Boys, as we mentioned, will play Friday against Kabul. That'll be senior night for the boys, and then Thursday will be the boys district game, as the same situation as the girls. They get the bye in the first round, and they will high probability chances they'll be playing the third seeded Thayer Bobcats in the semifinal next Thursday night at Kabul. So that should be a fun one. And again, we've talked about the big implications of the SCA for this game. The Bears have to win if you want to claim any kind of share of the SCA. And even then, Liberty's in the driver's seat. If they win out this week, they win it outright. They're undefeated, but they're going to have to beat Salem and Thayer this week to do it, so there's always an opportunity there.
Are both of those games on the road or at home?
That's a good question. I'll have to check on that. But
that makes a big difference.
It does.
Really.
It does. But Bears trying to win tonight. If you can win tonight, you can kind of sit back a little bit and watch and see if Liberty gets knocked off. Salem at 4-1 too, though.
Yeah.
So they're playing for a share of that conference title as well.
It's been a long time since Salem has played for a share of this. Of the basketball crown.
Yeah. Really impressed with the Tigers when we went up to watch them, and the Bears with a miraculous play down the stretch to win in Salem. Don't forget our sideline sponsor, Gentleman Gyms. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Gym. Anytime you need a tow, sideline sponsor for Bears Sports. About ready for the third quarter. We'll come back for it in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bears Sports on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second half getting underway here at Mumford Gym as the Bears take on the Panthers. Panthers leading by 5, 28-23. Bears held only 4 points in that second quarter. So Bears will get the ball, and we're underway in the third quarter.
Good adjustments have been made at halftime. Bears had a good first quarter, but like Larry said, up for 13-4. In the second quarter, Panthers with a five-point lead. Bree James on the bench as we start the third quarter with three fouls. So McGinnis will start the third quarter. Tolby to the left side. In the corner, back to Lee. Lee's going to drive in the paint. Floater missed it off the back of the rim. Got his own rebound. Tips it back to Colby. Colby, long distance two, missed it. Rebound Panthers. Bears with two looks. And now the Panthers back the other way. Emery into the corner. Three ball is no good. Rebound tipped and loose on the floor. Picked up by Colby. He got a timeout from the bench, and the Bears will keep possession. And Coach O is saying Colby was rolling on the floor, and I think he's got a valid argument there.
Probably does.
Coach Forrest will get the 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. 28-23 Grove back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Bears put the ball after Coach Forrest's timeout on the loose ball. Colby James to Lee at the top of the key. Caden takes off to the block to the basket, lays it up, missed it. Rebound Panthers. Bears can't buy a bucket. On the other end, Emery puts it up. Nobody's fouled, and he'll go shoot a couple of free throws. Brody Emery. The line and the Bears with a couple of good opportunities here in the third quarter, but just can't get it to go down.
Riga with his second personal foul. Puts Emery at the line.
Brody Emery, a 6'1 junior, misses his first free throw. Emery. Second free throw, missed it, but a rebound by the Panthers. Put it back up and in. Man, missed both free throws, but Cale Gardner bails him out. And the Panthers go up by 7. Colby up top. He'll give it to Lee. Lee at the logo, picks up the dribble. Colby open three, got it. First time Colby's been open tonight. Buries it, and Coach Openshaw immediately calls a timeout. That is not what he wants from his team. Bears get a big three. They pulled it within 4. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire, style your ride.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
6:37 left to go in the third quarter. Both teams have used a timeout early in the third quarter. Most coaches think this is probably a pivotal quarter, and indeed, I'm sure it is. 30-26 our score with the Panthers on top by four, and they'll have the ball when we resume play.
Panthers taking a lot of time in the huddle as Coach Openshaw has a plan for Colby James, and the Panthers did not convert like he wanted them to. And the student section's having fun with each other, and their freebies from Ozarks Healthcare going back and forth between the student bodies. So hopefully that stays in check. They're plushes, so you know how much damage can they do, right? Panthers have the ball and a four-point lead after the timeout. They throw it to the free throw line. Jumper is no good, and Frigga with the rebound. Cale Gardner with the miss. Frigga gives it to Colby. Colby pull up. Volleyball line three is short. Rebound comes out long to the Panthers. Mountain Grove wants to run with it. Gardner. He steps to Emery. Emery at the logo will reset. Bears in a zone defense. He steps at the logo. Under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Panthers leading by four. Emery fires underneath. It's tipped out of bounds by Thompson, and Thompson says, I didn't mean to touch it. It was sailed out of bounds, and it would have been a bare ball. But Brody couldn't help the reflex there. Panthers will inbound on the baseline. They inbound right to Golden, who puts it up and in. Eli Golden with the bucket. Six-point lead for the Panthers. Colby across the timeline. Shades to the right side, gives it to his brother. Brady, left side for Lee. Lee at the free throw line, stood up, picks up the dribble. He'll give it back to Thompson. Thompson to the left wing. Colby pulls back for a long two. It's off the line, and rebound is tipped into the hands of the Panthers. Another rebound for Mountain Grove. Gardner works their right side, pass tip. Thompson takes it away. To Brady James for the block to the basket. Gets blocked. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Grove, I think, and it'll stay with Willow.
Frigga had the ball, but Mountain Grove knocked it away from him, so it will stay with the Bears.
Panthers aren't incredibly tall, but they've got everybody can jump out of the gym. It feels like they've got a ton of blocks. Lee will inbound. Off the back of a Panther. Give it to Frigga. Put it off the glass. Missed it. And the Bears missing shots underneath the basket. Here's Golden to the basket. Charge call.
And the Mountain Grove bench explodes. And there is a technical foul on the Panthers. That came from the players, not Coach Openshaw. It's a charge on the Panthers. Brady James took it.
Didn't miss what he
and
said.
15 white with the technical. Is that what he said? And so we're going to try to work this out a little bit here. We assumed it was Mountain Grove with the technical, but I think it may have been Willow. So now the scoring table is getting some.
It's 15 on the Bears. So that's Thompson. He got a technical.
Okay. So both two players got technical fouls. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
So they offset, and the Bears get the ball. Is that right? And if you want to take the headset off and listen to what's going on over there, and we'll try to figure out who the fouls were on. As the Bears have the ball, leading or trailing by six after a rare double technical on two players, one for each team. Colby at the free throw line. Backpedals to the volleyball line, and he'll hand it to Brady James. Brady up top. Pullback three. High arcing shot. Won't go. Rebound tip. Grove's got it.
How many times have you said
low percentage shooting for the Bears and lots of rebounds for the Panthers? That's not a good recipe. Dale Gardner tips it into the corner. Three ball by Emery. In and out. Rebound Mountain Grove. Anderson trying to force a shot up. He'll tip it instead to Gardner for three. Won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Grove. And it'll be Willow ball.
And
It's getting a little chippy.
Oh, very, very chippy.
Still, 6-point ball game. Panthers in control, 24-32-26.
It's like 4 minutes of the third quarter. Not a lot of change in the score. But
and the Bears have had only 5 points or
three points.
Panthers
have outscored them 4-3. But yeah. And for as many baskets as the Bears have missed, Panthers are missing them. Like they could be up by double digits now for sure.
Especially with their rebounding. They've controlled the board.
The Bears hanging around here down by 6 halfway through the third quarter. Lee, give it back to Brady James. Brady dribbles into the paint, floater off the glass, no good. Dean with the rebound, missed it. And the Panthers get the rebound, but it falls out of bounds off Mountain Grove, and Willow will get another opportunity. The Bears keep getting opportunities, but so far not able to take advantage of it.
Got to cash in at some point.
Dolby will trigger the inbound. Slaps the ball, lobs it back to Brady James. To Colby, left side, open three, got it. If you can get him open, he's going to make him. 3-point game, one possession game, 3:40 to play third quarter. East steps into the front court for the Panthers. Shades to the left side, he'll give it up to Gardner up top. Gardner takes the screen to the right side, did not pull the trigger on the three. East step lobs it inside. Baseline, there's a tie-up for the ball, and possession arrow will stay with the Panthers. Good job by James Dean and somebody else down there to grab on to the ball and force the jump. Eastep will inbound for the Panthers on the baseline. Bears looking for a stop. The Panthers tip it, get it back into the top of the key for Emery. He's going to take off. He'll baseline over McGinnis, and his pass goes off the hands of Eastep out of bounds. Turnover on the Panthers. Willow will take it back. Trailing by three with 3:15 to go in the third.
Crazy, crazy ball game. Wild ball game.
Low scoring game.
Oh, my.
Barely in the 30. Colby, big jump stop into the corner for Brady. Gives it right back. Colby, jump stop, fadeaway jumper, rims out, rebound, tip, loose, out of bounds, saved by the Panthers. Gardner wants to run with it. Dale Gardner around Colby, and a blocking foul on Colby.
His third.
Looked like he had good position there, but they're going to get him for the foul, and Gardner gets up limping. Will head to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. That'll be the third on Colby. So both James brothers playing with three fouls. They're going to wipe up some sweat underneath the basket.
Coach O brought the towel out to wipe it up. Reminds me of an old coach we used to have called Wilson.
He always had that towel on his shoulder.
Towel ready.
He liked to put it in front of his face whenever things did not go the Bears' way, so he could say what he needed to say. Free throw was good by Gardner. Grove goes up by 4. Second one is no good. Rebound tip to Lee, and it's a 4-point game. Colby across midcourt. Colby behind his back to the logo. He'll set things up for the Bears. Takes a screen, volleyball line 3, missed it, rebound comes out long to Brady, and the Bears will reset. Colby at the logo. Motion Dean to get back. Colby will hand it to Caden Lee. Back to Brady James with 2:20 to go in the third. Give it to Colby. Colby, fadeaway jumper in and out. Colby just having a hard time with his patented jumpers tonight. On the other end, Gardner has it on the block, rejected by Brady James. Panthers get it right back. Gardner for 3, missed it, rebound. Brady James got pushed, and we're going the other way. That'll be the third team foul on the Panthers. Bears with 3 this quarter as well. That'll be the first on Carson Gibson. 4-point lead for the Panthers. Bears with the ball. It's been close throughout. Hard to get anything going offensively for either team, really. Lee on the left wing. Lots of hands from Emery. Lee dribbles out of traffic, gives it to Dean at the free throw line. Back to Lee, open three, got it. Peyton Lee makes it a one-point game.
Hadn't heard from him in a while.
Started so hot for the Bears. That's a big one. With a minute 30 to go in the third, Bears trail by one. E-step at the logo. Lobs it right side for Anderson. Anderson checks it. Bears in the 2-3 zone. Panthers will go around the horn. E-step at the sideline. Throws it inside. Emery in the paint. Turnaround jumper is good. Brody Emery and the Panthers back in front by three.
Point.
1:10 to go third quarter. Coach Forrest to my left saying point. Not playing for the last shot here. Colby. Dean. Dean. Pivot. Gives it back to Colby. Colby for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. McGinnis with the rebound. Holt. Got to get rid of it. Fires it in the backcourt. Colby's got it at the top of the key. Now with 45 seconds, we'll see what Coach Forrest wants to do. Anderson comes up to guard Colby with 37. It looks like the Bears may try to play for the final shot here. Clock down to 30. Colby in front of us. He'll bounce to Brady on the left side. Brady dribbles back to midcourt with 25. Brady shades to the logo. Panthers going to try to trap Lee. Gets it back to Colby. Colby with 15, or rather Brady. Brady nearly has his pocket pick. Gets it back with 12. Give it to Lee with 10. Give it to Colby with 8. Colby is trapped in trouble, and he traveled. Ooh, lots of contact there. But Colby falls down, and the Bears turn it over. 6.4 on the clock. 3-point lead for the Panthers as we close out the third quarter. Mountain Grove playing for the final shot now. Bears trying to run a lot of clock there.
6.4 left on the 6.4 seconds on the clock.
E-step inbound to Gardner with 5. Gardner with 3, 2, 3-pointer at the buzzer. Missed it. That'll send us to the fourth quarter. Mountain Grove leads Willow in an SCA battle, 35-32. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Final quarter coming up. It's been a low-scoring affair since the first quarter. Bears outscored the Panthers 9-7 in the third quarter. All their points came on 3-3. So, Bears will have the ball to start this fourth quarter, but it's a one-possession game. Bears with the ball. Liberty and Salem probably checking on this game after it's over. Rooting for Mountain Grove to knock off the Bears tonight. Lee bounces it. Brady James on the far side of the floor gives it to Colby. Colby at the logo will reset for the Bears. Just underway fourth quarter. Colby gives it to Lee. Lee looks back at him. He'll bounce it to Brady at the logo. Brady fouled by E-Step. It's an aggressive foul by E-Step with 7:30 to go in the game, and I think that's his fourth, isn't it?
Third.
Or is that his third?
Okay.
Far heel. Sold out for a steal there. Didn't get it. Bears will have the ball. First foul on the Panthers. Colby at the logo. Give it to Lee on the left wing. Checks underneath. Dribbles out to the logo. Goes between his legs. Gives it back. Brady James open three left side. In and out. Rebound tip. Panthers come away with it. Heastep got the number, 3-on-2. To the block, they lost the ball, and it's tipped out of bounds by Colby. And it will stay with the Panthers as Willem missed an opportunity there. Colby just in the wrong place at the wrong time to tip that. And the Panthers will get another crack at it. Lob it to midcourt for Heastep. 7 minutes to play in a one-possession game. I'm not sure either team is going to get to 50 points tonight.
No, Panthers trying to slow it down, actually, a little bit. They're not in a hurry here against that zone defense.
Yeah. Heastep throws it underneath his tip, and Colby comes away with it. Colby, 2-on-2, takes it himself, puts it up and in. One-point game. Bears drop back. Trailing by one with 6.5 minutes to play. Emery into the front court. Emery to the right side. Spins off Colby. Puts it up and in. What a move by Brody Emery. Such an athletic player for the Panthers. Back to a three-point lead for Mountain Grove. Colby takes the screen. Being chased by two Panthers. Swings it right side for Lee. Lee tips it over to Brady James. To Thompson in the corner. Thompson up top to Lee. Colby on the right wing. Colby. Emery comes out to guard him. In the corner, Brady James open. Three, missed it. Rebound tipped by Friga right into the hands, though, of Gardner. And the Panthers have an opportunity to go up by two possessions here. Two teams have exchanged buckets for quite a while. Panthers got the stop, looking for some points. Dale Gardner. The Bears slip back into a man-to-man defense. Heastep gets loose on Lee. It's stripped out of bounds off of Caden. It'll stay with the Panthers, and Coach Openshaw would like to call a 30-second timeout. 5:34 to play. Mountain Grove leads Willow 37-34. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:34 left to go in the game. Three-point contest. Mountain Grove with the ball in the lead. Panthers inbound right underneath. Lay it up and in. It's Emery. Got a big game for the Panthers. And it's a five-point lead for Mountain Grove. Colby into the front court. One arm is over to Lee in front of us. Left side for Brady James. Three ball is missed. And it's the Panthers with the rebound. Bears low shooting percentage night. And getting feet on the rebounds. The Panthers turn it over. I'm not sure where Emery was going, but a teammate was supposed to cut there, and they didn't cut. So an unforced turnover on Mountain Grove.
Brady had some open looks down there in the corner, and it's just not going down for him. So
got to keep shooting. Bears.
That's what they say.
With 34 points tonight.
Can't win unless you shoot.
5 minutes to play. Colby, long jumper right side, no good. Thompson with the rebound, surrounded by maroon jerseys. Colby gets it back. He'll fire a three. That one's short. Brady had caught the rebound, but it's off his hands and out of bounds. And the Bears, again, just can't score. Lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
But it's not going down.
Had some pretty good looks, too.
Down by five, nearing the halfway point in the fourth quarter. Still tons of time. But it's a low-scoring game. Here comes a three in the corner by the Panthers, and it's good. Brett Gardner. For three in the corner, it's the biggest lead of the night for Mountain Grove at 8. 42-34. Colby to the top of the key to Lee on the right side. Lee, free throw line, bounces to Colby. Colby one-on-one with Heastep. Heastep is right there with him, gives it to Brady James in the corner. Caden Lee had an opening, didn't take it. Brady James clears it to Thompson, open three in the corner. That's way short. Rebound loose. Brady James picks it up. Tries to get it to Friga. It's tipped. Brady gets it to Brady James. Open underneath. Lays it up and in. Boy, it wasn't pretty, but the Bears come away with points and make it a six-point game. 3:50 to play. Panthers will turn it over once in a while. Bears are going to need some of those. Emery trying to spin off Colby in the paint. Can't get a shot off. He'll fire it back to Golden. Golden. Right side. Gardner tries to go baseline, and a charge called as he pushed off on Brady James. And again, the Grove bench erupts. They don't like that at all. And Gardner is on the floor.
He fell down after the play. I didn't think he did make contact, so I guess that's...
Yeah, it was a push-off.
Fourth foul on Gardner.
He'll be helped to his feet. Limps around, and I think he's going to stay in the game, maybe?
If he stops the game,
he's going to have to come out. Anderson is ready to check in for the Panthers. 3:32 left to play. Panthers leading by 6. You feel like every possession is important now.
Extremely important.
Going to wipe up sweat again. We've had a lot of that tonight. Bears led by 6 in the first quarter, but the Panthers took a lead in the second and haven't really given it back.
They're not letting Dynamite Gardner come out. I thought they would, but he's not coming out.
It'll be Bear ball with 3.5 minutes to go. Down by 6. Dan the Bears finds some offense. Get hot at the right time. Colby crosses midcourt. Takes the screen. Gives it to Brady. Brady sends off a defender. He'll bring it back to the logo. Looking for Colby. Colby didn't take the shot. Now he will. It's a 3. No good. Rims out. Thompson with a rebound. Kick it back to Lee. Lee an open 3. Missed it. Rebound tip and saved by the Bears. Lee to Colby. Fakes the 3. Takes the long 2. Got it. Again, not pretty, but it results in points. And the Bears trail by 4.
Flat ugly.
2:50 to play.
It was 2 points.
E step. Gets loose at the free throw line. Tip it into the corner. Anderson for 3. Missed it. Rebound. Panthers on the baseline. And a foul coming on Brady James. I think the officials missed one on an over-the-back. And now they're going to get Brady for a touch foul. That'll be his 4th. And Coach Forrest says, if you're going to let him climb over our guys. And that's a valid argument.
Block out. All right. 4 fouls on Brady. Send Gardner to the line. The limping tail Gardner.
Gardner will shoot 2. First one is good. Let's throw back in front by 5. 2:39 to play. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Bear. 5-point lead for the Panthers. 2:36 to play. Colby across midcourt. Colby at the logo. Swings it left side. Lee for 3. Missed it short. Rebound comes out long, and it's out of bounds. And it'll go to the Panthers. Again, the Bears have had a look. They're just not connecting on this side of the floor.
So Panthers can really take their time here, leading by 5 and with the ball. 2:12 left to go.
Emery will walk it across midcourt. Bears in a man defense. Anderson. 2:05 to play. Looks underneath. He pivots back and going to make Briga come out and guard him. As we go under 2 minutes to play, he'll hand it to Gardner. Coach Forrest says, get up. We're going to have to get with it. Martin Grove taking lots of time here. Gardner with 1:50. And now here come the fouls. Yeah, only 1 foul on the Bears this quarter, so they've got to create some fouls to get Mountain Grove on the line. Panthers took about 1 minute off the clock there. 1:47 to play, 5-point lead for the Panthers. The Bears looking to foul here. Eastep will inbound. He'll throw it underneath and over the head of his intended target. An unforced turnover on an inbound by the Panthers. The Bears are trying to foul, and the Panthers say, here's the possession. Gardner was the intended target. It was way over his head. And now Willow with a chance to make it a 1-possession game with 1:40 to play. Colby at the logo. Drives left side. Gets loose. gets trapped on the baseline and throws it off a Panther. The Bears will take it out of bounds on the baseline.
1:35 left to go in the ball game.
Obviously, you need a bucket on this possession. Thompson up top to Lee. Lee to Brady James. At the volleyball line, he'll give it to Colby at the logo. Yep. Colby to the right side. Back left. Layup, good and one. What a move by the senior. He had two Panthers on his back. Somehow found a little bit of space there to create the layup and a chance for a three-point play. Fouls on Anderson, his second. With 1:21 to play, it is now a one-possession game. And Colby with a chance to make it a two-point game. Free throw is good. 43-41, Panthers, 1:21 to play. Bears will come up and guard the Panthers as they cross midcourt. Emery traps, gets it away to Eastep. He'll tip it back out. Emery lob it to Eastep in the corner. Coach Forrest calls Bear, which means foul.
Wow, yeah.
And the Willow Bears do finally foul in the corner. Frigga will pick it up with 1:05 to play. That's the third team foul on the Bears. Still have one more to give. McGinnis comes in for Frigga. Panthers will inbound. Bears look for the steal. If not, probably a quick foul. They'll get it inside to Golden. Miss the lay-in. Lee with the rebound. Colby to the left side being chased. Cuts the defense. Off-balance jumper won't go. Rebound tipped. Loose. Picked up by the Panthers. Panthers want to run. Gardner pulls it back now with the logo, and here comes a foul from the Bears with 43 seconds to go. Bears had a good look. Well, really, they didn't have a good look, but
no,
they did have a possession.
And they had a lot more time.
The Panthers so quick got back, and the Bears thought they had more momentum than they did. And now Mountain Grove will inbound at midcourt, leading by two, 42.8 on the clock. Emery into Golden. Golden on the left side. Bears going to have to foul, and Thompson does with 39 seconds. And that will send the Panthers to the line. Stops the clock, 39 seconds. Then Eli Golden at the line shooting free throws. And now Coach Forrest will take a timeout. It's a two-point game. There's 40 seconds left. The Bears have been here plenty over the last few weeks. We'll come back with the ending in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
39 seconds left to go in this one. And it's a tight ball game, 43-41 with 39 seconds left. Mountain Grove with the lead, and they're at the free throw line to shoot free throws. So they'll have two shots to try to make this a two-point game or two-possession game.
Mountain Grove with some late subs that are going to come in after the first free throw. Golden at the line. We talked about it before the game. The Panthers play close games. They have trouble closing them out. The Bears play close games as well. So we kind of knew what this one would be. The free throw rims out. Golden misses his first one. So it will stay a one-possession game no matter what Golden does here. Still a lot of time on the clock. And a late substitution now for Coach Forrest. As Frigga comes in for Thompson.
A little more height in there on the rebound.
Frigga, Lee, and the James brothers, along with McGinnis. Second free throw by Golden. Made it. Stop the clock for substitutions here. 44-41, Grove. 39 seconds to play. Thompson back in for Frigga now. Coach Forrest goes for a little more offense and some outside shooting if needed. 35 seconds. Colby across midcourt. Colby to the left side. Dolby, lob it to Lee. Right side, Brady James didn't take it, and Coach Forrest wanted him to. 22 seconds to play. Colby, pull-up jumper, good. That'll pull the Bears to within one with 16 seconds to play and a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears.
Well, I don't know what to do here except try to steal the ball, try to get a turnover. Grove does have tendencies to throw it away sometimes, so put pressure on the ball, try to create a turnover, and get this game in the victory column with a turnover. That'd be my
That's your number one choice for sure. But
you got a foul.
Your percentage
too.
Of that happening is maybe low. So yeah, if that doesn't happen, you got to make a quick foul.
Yeah,
and then the Panthers
and still
have been a little. I mean, they've not just been automatic from the free throw line tonight. So
still, if they make both
opportunities,
you got a shot for to tie it up. So.
Coach Forrest frustrated. Brady James had a really good look, and he didn't pull the trigger on a three there.
Well, you can't hardly blame Brady. He has no confidence because he hasn't made one
true.
All night
yeah,
long.
It's just been a tough shooting night for the Bears. Colby with the big bucket, though, to pull Willow to within one. And now they will descend to the inbound here, and if not, go for a quick foul. Eastep's going to baseball pass it. It is long, and it is out of bounds.
Fair ball. Togo went for the baseball pass, or made the football pass. You got Eastep, the quarterback, down there.
Believe,
and he went for the long pass, and it sailed out of bounds, and the Bears will have the ball down by one with 15.8 to play. Boy, if it would have worked, it would have been good. But it didn't, and the Bears have a golden opportunity here. Coach Forrest with some timeouts left. Bears may try to get it across midcourt and then call a timeout.
Yeah,
set up a final shot here. Lee will inbound. Mountain Grove's going to come press it a little bit. Colby with 14 will take it across midcourt with 10. Colby to the left side. Big jump stop. Jumper is no good. Rebound, Mountain Grove with six. There's a foul. And the Panthers will shoot free throws with 5 seconds on the clock. Tough shot by Colby.
Yeah, he had more time than that, but anyway, you can't blame him.
Didn't get it.
Can't blame him.
Panthers got the rebound, but still a little bit of time left if the Bears can manufacture something here, and Coach Forrest is going to take a timeout to talk about it. The Panthers will have two free throws when we come back, leading by one and 5 seconds to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5 seconds left to go in the game. Mountain Grove at the line shooting two, and they lead by one. So 44-43. So Panthers make both free throws. The Bears will get the ball with a chance to tie with a three. So only 5 seconds, though. So that's,
I think you almost, if you're the Bears, I mean, you want them to miss the first one, make the second one. So that gives you a chance to inbound and get up down the floor a little quicker. Mountain Grove's had such a rebounding advantage that you don't want to put the ball back on the court.
I think that Coach O's just telling Emory just to go out there and make two.
Gardner's at the line. First one is good. 2-point game. Make another one, and you guarantee yourselves at least overtime. Gardner. Second free throw, 5.1 on the clock. It is up, and it is good. And now Coach Openshaw calls a timeout. Mountain Grove takes timeout. Willow will have the ball in 5 seconds to try to get a three-pointer off to tie this game. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Quick timeout by Coach O, but good timeout for him as far as Coach Forrest was concerned. He got an opportunity to try to set something up here. He was out of timeout.
Right, yeah.
Really, it was
an odd timeout for John Grove, but he wanted to make sure his defense was set as well.
Sure. 5 seconds left. Here we go.
Lee will inbound. John Grove will challenge all the way down the floor. Lee slaps the ball. Got to get it in. He does to Colby with five and a foul called. And that's a good strategy by the Panthers.
There's only
they've got two more. They got one more to give, and really, they can put him at the line, and it's not going to hurt anything. So that's what the Panthers are going to do. The Bears are going to figure out a way to get a shot off without the Panthers fouling them.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Lee will inbound again,
unless he fouls when he's shooting a three.
And that, oh, he was.
He was.
He was.
He was.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow. That plan backfires on the Mountain Grove Panthers.
Colby James, the senior, with a heads-up play. He knew he was going to get fouled. He flicked it up from half court. That's a shooting foul.
Did I not call that?
You did call that. Well done. Colby will shoot three. Clutch free throws here, and now Coach O is going to call a timeout and make him think about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, don't go anywhere. We've got three high-pressure free throws coming up next. 46-43 Grove, Colby at the line shooting three when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Sports on AUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
2.8 seconds left on the clock. Colby James at the line shooting three. The Bears down by three. So here we go.
If you have some good luck charms at home, now would be the time to get those out. And
yeah,
Colby James will have three free throws in a quiet gym with a lot on the line. He has to make all three. The first one is good. Got the roll.
A no doubter, but we'll take it.
There's one. 2.8 on the clock.
Now, if he does miss one, there's 2.8 on the
clock.
That's
right. That's right. Second free throw is good. Two out of three, but that's not going to do it.
Coach Openshaw with subs. Coach Forrest with subs.
The rebound is huge here if Colby misses. If he makes, the Panthers will have an opportunity, maybe, to get a shot off.
Colby's third free throw is up, and it is good. 3 for 3, 2.8 to go in regulation. The Panthers chuck it down the floor. It is caught. Shot at the buzzer is no good. We are going to overtime in Willow. Colby James has the most points in Willow Springs basketball history, and those three at the end from the free throw line were awfully important to keep the Bears' SCA hopes alive.
We will add 4 minutes to the clock. We will reset things and come back in 60 seconds. It's overtime in Willow between the Bears and the Panthers. You're listening to Bears Sports on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business
or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Panthers win the jumps and we're underway in overtime. 46 all, fouls all move over to overtime. Any foul will get free throws for either team. Panthers with it. They try to draw first blood in overtime. Ball is tipped away, out of bounds, off Grove. It'll be Willow ball. Colby James creating a little chaos, and the Bears create another turnover and now have a chance to take a rare lead in this game. Colby James with three free throws to send us to overtime. Colby to the left side. Dribbles up top of the key. He'll give it to Lee. 3.5 minutes to go in the first OT. Brady has to go off the head of Lee. It just went through his hand. Hit his head, went out of bounds. Turnover on the Bears. Back to the Panthers. In the backcourt, Emery will walk it across midcourt for Mountain Grove. Emery bounces it to Estep at the free throw line. Estep waits for Emery to come get it. Hands it back to Gardner for three. Missed it. Rebound, Brady James. He'll hand it to Colby. 3 minutes to go in OT. Still 46 all. Who wants to score first in OT? Caden Lee on the right side. Brady James at the volleyball line. He'll give it to Brody Thompson. At the logo, Lee to Colby, 2:40 to play. In the first OT, Bears have played several overtime games over the last few weeks. Colby into the corner, out to Thompson. Lee to Colby at the logo. Bears being patient. Now Colby will pop for three. It's short. Rebound comes out long, and there's a foul on Colby. And that's his fourth personal, and it will send Mountain Grove to the free throw line with 2:25 to go in overtime, and the Panthers look to regain their lead. Estep will go to the line. Colby and Brady both have four fouls now. Estep, free throw is good. Panthers back in front, 47-46. Estep. Second free throw is no good. Rebound comes out long. It's tipped and a foul called on the Panthers.
That'll be on Anderson.
And we'll go the other way and shoot free throws. Bears will be at the line with 2:24 to play in OT. No, it was on Willow? They called it on Thompson. What? And everybody's confused. In fact, Mountain Grove had already backed up. Thompson will be fouling out of the game with that foul.
That's unbelievable. I don't think
anybody in the gym saw that. Anderson will be at the line shooting free throws.
Huh. So it is.
So Thompson fouls out, McGinnis checks in, and Anderson at the line shooting two free throws for the Panthers leading by one. An odd call. I don't. The Panther fans weren't even upset about the call. It seemed fairly obvious. Anderson at the line, free throw is good, rattles in, and it's a 2-point lead for Mountain Grove. So Brody Thompson has become the first player to foul out of the game. Anderson's second free throw is good, and the Panther lead is three. Colby in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. 2:15 to go in OT. Colby to the left side. Caden Lee opens three for the tie. Got it! We're tied at 49. Caden Lee with a clutch three. Panthers on the other end. Emery holds it in front of the Panther bench. Gardner dribbles into the paint. Pushes one up. Got it! Falling down. Panthers back in front, 51-49. Colby across the timeline. Colby to the right side. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Mountain Grove. Panthers by two in the ball with 1:40 to play in overtime. And a foul coming on Lee with 1:39 to go in OT. That'll send the Panthers back to the line, leading by two. Emery will go shoot a couple of free throws here. Bears have played from behind virtually all night. Free throw is short. We'll have another. They can't quite get over the top. They threw the Bears. Can pull it back to the top, and Grove pulls back on front in front. Second free throw is good. Makes one of two. It's a three-point lead for the Panthers. 90 seconds to play in overtime. Colby across midcourt. Goes behind his back. Crosses it over. Lobs it over to Lee on the right wing. Lee attacks in the corner. Brady James pull back three for the tie. Missed it short. Panthers with the ball. They get it ahead to Gardner. Layup counted and one. And that might be the backbreaker.
Yeah, that worked for them that time.
They threw it down the floor to Gardner. Now some words after the foul. Gardner will go to the line with a chance for a three-point play and a chance to put the Panthers up by six.
Second foul on Lee.
Grove is trying that long pass multiple times tonight. This time it worked. Gardner's free throw is good. It's a six-point game time, but the Bears need something here. Colby across midcourt. To the left side, big jump stop, gets loose, lays it up and in, timeout Coach Forrest. With 1:08 to play, Grove leads Willow 55-51 in overtime. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bears Sports on KUK.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Overtime on a Tuesday night, 1:08 left to go in the overtime with Mountain Grove leading the Willow Springs Bears 55-51 in the overtime.
Panthers will have the ball. Bears likely looking to either obviously steal the inbound or foul, at least before half court. 1:08 left to play. Bears have just continued to fight, but the Panthers trying to close it out. Lob it ahead, and Gardner has it, and he travels, but he didn't get called for it, and now the Bears will foul. Missed call there as Gardner took an extra step with the ball.
Long pass again. The pass went beyond half court. Then it looked like Gardner went to his knees almost and walked with the ball, but no call by the official.
Foul on McGinnis. Free throw is short. It'll stay a four-point game. 1:05 on the clock.
Gardner has been key here in the overtime for Mountain Grove. He's had 5 points.
Second shot by Gardner is good. Makes one of two. It's a five-point lead for the Panthers with 1:05 to play. Colby brings it across midcourt. Anderson is on him to the left side. Colby crosses it over. Gets to the top of the key. Pass tip. Stolen by Gardner. Gardner's going to go to the rack for the dunk, and he's hanging on the rim. No whistle. Bears with it. Colby will pull one up from the top of the key. No good. Friggett with the rebound. Missed it, but he's fouled. 58-51 is the Panther lead, and Gardner with the dunk and hanging on the rim. I don't know. I think that was a little bit of a gray area, but no call. 7-point lead for the Panthers. Friga at the line, shooting a couple here. First one is good with 40 seconds left in overtime. Big steal by Gardner. He's been the MVP of the overtime. He's taken over.
really the MVP of the game for Mount Pleasant.
Brigham will have one more, and it's good. Makes them both 58-53. Bears, again, will try to steal, and then if they don't get the steal, they'll foul quickly. Panthers getting away from it, playing keep away, and there's a foul. McGinnis fouls Golden with 33.7 to play. It's feeling like the Bears have just kind of run out of gas here in overtime.
Well, Mountain Grove's got their hands on their knees, too. This has been a rough one.
Very physical game.
Golden's 50% from the free throw line.
First one is good. Two-possession game now. This is a big free throw here. Golden could put the Panthers back in front by three possessions with 33 seconds to play. And just about put this out of reach. Free throw is good. 60-53. Panthers. 33 seconds to play.
Adams comes in for McGinnis. Adams can shoot a three.
He can.
That might be why he's in there.
Bears going to have to go quick. Got to go quick. Colby across midcourt. Colby, big jump stop. Loses the ball. Picked up by the Panthers. And Mountain Grove gets it down the floor. East up with the layup. And that's going to about do it. 15 seconds. Colby across midcourt. Shovel pass back to Adams. Inside to Friga. Layup is good with 10. With 7. Mountain Grove just has to inbound the ball. 62-55 will be your final. Mountain Grove wins it in overtime. We'll be back to wrap it up in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Sports on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back at Mumford Gym, a heartbreaker for the Bears. Mountain Grove wins it 62-55 in overtime. And joined by Coach Forrest and Dustin, I feel like we have talked about a lot of these games this year. It's just we've had several overtime games in the last few weeks. That's another one. You see Colby make those, which what a heads-up play. I'm sure you guys talked about it, but Colby shooting that ball when Mountain Grove was clearly going to try to foul, getting the opportunity for the three free throws. And, man, you just felt like when he made those three free throws and you got it to overtime, like, all right, now we can get this done. But the Gardner kid had a good overtime, and Panthers felt like they just had a little bit more in the tank in overtime.
Yeah, you know, they're so athletic at every position. And, you know, we missed a ton of chip shots early, you know, just close-range shots. I mean, you got to make to win those games. You know, you look at the record, they won 9 games, something like that, but they played.
Oh yeah,
they played every single team close. I don't care if it's Republic or Clever, whoever. I mean, they're in every single game. They did a good job guarding us. They really made it hard on Colby. Caden Lee stepped up, made some big shots. I'm proud of my guys. They battled to find a way to get it to overtime.
Yeah, they really did.
And so that game, you know, disappointing. We lose, probably knocked us out of the conference race. But in the end, you know, we can take some things and build off that. And we're battle-tested in the district. So, you know, you got to just tip your hat. Didn't come out of that one. Come back tomorrow and get ready to go.
Get back to work. And like you said, district's still on the menu for the Bears. And close out Mumford Gym on Friday night with the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Honor your seniors. And one of them, especially, has had such a huge impact on the game.
Yeah.
And that'll be a fun night on Friday.
It will. I appreciate you guys. That was awesome getting to recognize you too. It's it's a joy. It's a joy having you guys on the radio and getting to do this, professionals. And heck, I'm going to miss the heck out of you. So I appreciate you, too, for doing what you do.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah.
And, appreciate you always talking to us,
yep.
Even after tough ones like that.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Coach Forrest, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears. And like I said, it's he's always good to come talk to us. And you've missed a couple of those heartbreakers, but, man, the Bears have had a few, and that's another one. You just felt like, man, when Colby made those free throws, you thought, all right, here we go. But the Panthers, so quick and athletic, and I'm a big believer in the do factor, and that team was due. The Panthers were due for a win in all those close games, and unfortunately the Bears were on the wrong end of that.
Yep, they were, and it was a little bit of a heartbreaker tonight, just a bit of a heartbreaker. Over the Mountain Grove Panthers played well. They played defense well. They really defended.
Yeah, they did.
Coach O had a good
plan
strategy
for Colby,
and a good plan for defending the Bears' offense, and it worked. The Bears missed a lot of easy shots, too, that didn't help either. Anyway, here's the way the scoring went for the victorious Mountain Grove Panthers. Cale Gardner had 19, and he was really the player of the game for the Panthers. Other players in double figures were Emery and Estep. Emery had 14, Estep had 13. 5 points for Golden. Brett Gardner had 5 and 6 points for Anderson. That was the scoring for Mountain Grove. For the Bears, Kobe James led everybody in scoring with 31. Lee had 12, 4 for Brady James, 1 for McGinnis, 4 for Frigga, and 4 for Thompson. Also, those athletic Panthers out-rebounded the Bears 33-20. That was a huge advantage.
That was a big, big stat.
Turnovers, the Panthers turned the ball over 12 times, the Bears only 5. Anyway, overtime loss for the Bears puts their SCA hopes in the tank for the year. But one more game coming up on the regular season on Friday night. Senior night it will be for the Bears against the Kabul Bulldogs.
Bears fall to 15-10 on the season, 4-2 in the conference. Panthers pick up their 11th win, 4-2 in the conference now as well. Again, Thursday night, Larry and Katie will have a girls game for you on Thursday night. Lady Bears and the Lady Bulldogs. It'll be senior night for the girls on Thursday, and then senior night for the boys on Friday. For Jack, back at the studio, doing a great job. As always, for Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Mumford Gym.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Frigga Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.